Senator John Kennedy highlights DOJ discoveries for critics. USAID spent taxpayer dollars on transgender clinic in India. By Hannah Knudsen on February 8, 2025. Senator John Kennedy, RLA, laid out some of the most egregious discoveries of the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, noting that the American people know exactly what Elon Musk is doing in weeding out the waste. Musk is doing what the American people have wanted for years, Kennedy said in a Capitol Hill speech, laying out some of the shocking realities. But in Washington, common sense is illegal. They understand what Musk is doing, he said of Americans who have suffered under beat inflation. They understand spending porn and wasting taxpayer money, Kennedy said, describing it as fascinating. Now, Mr. Musk started with the USAID that handles a lot of foreign aid for America. American people very generous. And in our country, you know, when you're homeless, we'll house you. When you're hungry, we'll feed you. In our country, when you're too poor to be sick, we'll pay for your doctor. And we send a lot of money overseas to help our world's neighbors. And the USAID is in charge in large part of that. But I tell you what Mr. Musk discovered. He discovered that the American taxpayers are giving money to Afghanistan. He found that we are giving money to Yemen. He found that we are giving money to Assyria. I didn't know that some of our foreign aid is going to Yemen, Afghanistan, Syria, he began. He found that the USAID has 10,000 people. 10,000 people employees, and every year they give away $40 billion. Mr. Musk also found, and I'm not saying that all of this money is wasteful, I'm sure does some goo. That's why Secretary Rubio is going to revamp the department and separate the good from the bad. But this is the kind of stuff Mr. Musk found. He found that the USA gave money to support electric vehicles in Vietnam, our money, taxpayer money. He found that USA gave money to a transgender clinic in India. I didn't know that. I bet you, the American people didn't know that. He found that the USAID gave $1.5 million to a Serbian LGBTQ group. Anyway, they got $1.5 million to quote, advance diversity, equity, inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities. He also noted that USAID gave money to support radical organizations around the world. What else did Mr. Musk found that my colleagues don't want to talk about? Well, he reviewed a study and then went and checked it. They found that USAID spent $164 million to support radical organizations about around the world. We're not talking Cub Scout troops here, talking about radical organizations around the world. They gave $122 million of that to groups aligned with foreign terrorist organizations. Our taxpayer money, according to this report and Mr. Musk. The USAID has given millions of dollars to quote organizations in Gaza controlled by Hamas. Why? Why aren't my colleagues talking about that recipients of the money? Kennedy's facts garnered quite a bit of attention online, as many are lauding his tenacity. Love this man, wrote one ex-user, with another promptly agreeing, he's my hero. Keep this man for the humor. I can imagine it will only get better as he gets older, added one user. His is worth sharing with those on the left who are willing to listen and are not completely blinded by their ideologies. The information Mr. Kennedy presents is so clear and compelling. I am so thankful for what DOJ is doing, tweeted a fourth. Thanks to President Trump and Elon Musk, federal government spending is going through a detox. Painful but necessary, Kennedy wrote on X on Saturday. Later adding, those addicted to spending porn are jonesing, thanks to President Trump and Elon Musk. But they need to get clean. Just say no to drugs. On Friday, DOJ announced it had great coordination across 35 agencies over the last 2 days to terminate 199 wasteful contracts, saving $250 million. This included a contract for Asia Pacific, Sri Lanka Climate Change Mitigation Adaption and Resilience Coordinator Services for Forest Service and a workshop for Intercultural Communication Diversity Dialogue Circle Communicating Across Differences.